This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Friday, the weekend looms. Redskins Eagles kicking off the NFL season in D.C. on Sunday. We're Grant and Danny. You're locked into the Fan. A lot of NFL Nationals content ahead. No reason to navigate away. Should be a very fun Friday. Football is back.
Nice little kickoff last night, pun intended. Loved seeing the shamed silence of the entitled, spoiled New England Patriots fans exiting the building. I understand all the adversity. You've been through a lot of years of frustration and sadness. It just boiled over last night as they were presented with their million Super Bowl trophy.
800 people still sitting in the stands when that game ended.
Like 4 minutes left and they're all leaving. I get leaving with 30 seconds left when it's over and they're then taking a knee victory formation style. But good heavens, 28-3. 28-3 and you came back. You have Tom Brady on your side. Oh, he's the greatest quarterback ever, bro. Tom Brady. He's better than Manning. He's better than anybody that's ever. United's a bum. Brady. Just exiting. You spoiled, rotten punks. I hate how entitled they are. Hate them.
You have a lot of hate in your heart.
So much. Nothing but.
So much hate.
It's from years of drinking failure poison.
A lot of anger from you early in the show.
Right away out of the gate.
I enjoyed last night. NFL season kicked off. Chiefs looked outstanding. A star was born in Kareem Hunt. Tyreek Hill was running all over the place. A human joystick. Alex Smith put on a clinic. And we had a fun time at Public Bar in DuPont. Thanks to all of our listeners who came out and shared the evening with us. Watched some football with us. It was great to kick it with you guys. And thanks to Public Bar for making last night possible. We had a good time. Albert Breer's on the show at 11. We'll preview Redskins-Eagles when we go up to Philly, scout the opponent with one of their analysts at 1 o'clock today. Coming up on the show, we'll give you your chance to weigh in on the Redskins' offensive MVP this season, their defensive MVP, your season predictions, what you think's going to happen on Sunday. There is a lot to get to, but let's hit rewind to last night first. A big win for the Nats. Their magic number shrinks to 4. Tanner Roark, another quality start. The bullpen, Kinsler, Madsen, Doolittle, 7-8-9, tuning up for the playoffs. 3 innings of 1-hit, 3-strikeout ball. Perfect relief. This is what it hopefully will look like in the postseason. 6 good innings from a starter. Kinsler clean in the 7th. Madsen dominates the 8th. Doolittle pitches without incident, 3 up, 3 down in the 9th. And the Nats won thanks to Trey Turner. A multi-run hit in the 6th inning. 3 runs in the frame to come back from down a couple.
3-2 Phillies. Bases loaded. 1 out, bottom of the 6th. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. It's through. It's a base hit. Wieters scores the tying run. Kendrick trying to score. Herrera's throw is too late. The Nationals lead 4-3. Trey Turner sneaks it through the infield into center field and drives in 2 to turn it around. Holding at 2nd is Bautista. RBI's 35 and 36 for Trey Turner with a clutch hit on an 0-2 pitch.
Couple notable moments from last night, not heard in that highlight of Dave Jagler on 106.7 The Fan. Victor Robles got called up.
Made his debut?
Made his Nationals debut, Danny. 300 hitter in the minors this year, 114 games spent at A-plus and double-A ball. He's only 20 years old. I've seen him play in the minors and in the Futures game. I've been raving about this guy for a while. This is one of the best prospects in baseball. Blazing speed, brilliant defender, can help on the base paths. I think he's going to sit a lot and watch a lot, and I'm perfectly content with that. I think it's a good thing.
Get the flow. See it happen. It's like showing up in the big city for the first time,
yeah.
And you see all the traffic patterns. You're going, whoa, this is real fast. Let that happen.
He'll be in AAA to start next year. By the midway point of the year, ideally, he'll be called up and starting. And then in 2019, he'll be an everyday player post-Bryce Harper. When Bryce potentially leaves, you're going to have Victor Robles either in center or in right. You can move Adam Eaton over. And at that point, who knows who the third outfielder is going to be, but they'll have some options to tap into in this organization. But he did get called up and debut last night. Another item to hit on from the Nats-Phillies game at Nationals Park was that Michael Taylor made a brilliant catch in center field. I don't know if he robbed a home run or not. He leaped at the fence. He also stole his 13th base. That was a championship-level kind of nuanced winning performance for a guy who we were down on for a while, but Michael Taylor has come around and is helping them in a lot of ways.
He had a big one the other night, too, that double play on a fly ball in the gap that he ran down. So he made that home run robbery or extra base hit robbery, whatever you want to call it, may have hit the top of the wall, may have gone out, I don't know. I do know this, he made it look much easier than it was. The turnaround, put your head down, sprint, get to the right spot, pick your head up, jump up and catch the fly ball that was crushed off the Phillies hitter. That was a spectacular play. So he making it look easy is something that, you know, a lot of guys take for granted. That Art Spann, when he was in his prime, would do that all the time. You didn't see him dive all that much, and you go, that's not as impressive. It's not as much baseball tonight sort of web gem type stuff. Here's what that was. A plus center fielder making a really difficult play look easy. That's the mark of somebody that's great.
Yeah, and it's why I want him in the field during the playoffs.
Yeah, here.
Because he's their best center fielder defensively right now. Robles, by the way, will be better. If you can believe that. I mean, that's how special and elite he is defensively. But Michael Taylor is a plus player, as you said, in center field, and you could do a lot worse than having him tracking baseballs. There's not much that gets over his head and stays in play that lands in front of the fence. While the Nats were playing, the NFL season, as I mentioned, was kicking off. Here's the compliment I can pay to Kareem Hunt. Alex Smith last night was operating a 7-on-7 drill in August. He was 28 of 35. He threw for 368 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was on point start to finish. So accurate. Everything was pinpoint. Ball placement leading receivers into areas where they could catch the ball on the run. And he wasn't the best player on the field. He can't play a better game than he did yesterday. Yeah. Reminded everyone why Pat Mahomes is going to be on their bench this season. But Kareem Hunt, in 17 carries, racked up 148 yards and a touchdown. Had a 78-yard touchdown catch. All purpose for Kareem Hunt. Over 240 yards and 3 scores.
And Smith, he fires deep, and that's going to be caught on the run by Kareem Hunt. Inside the 20, inside the 10, all the way for a Kansas City touchdown to tie the game.
Cassius Marsh going to swing. There's Marsh right there. He's going to have to try and trail him. This is not exactly what he's used to doing. He's a pass rusher. Alex Smith looked left, didn't like what he had, and threw it right on the butt. If Kareem Hunt had to break stride at all, he does not score on that play. We have seen Alex Smith at his best here tonight.
And we saw Kareem Hunt at his best in his first ever NFL game. He's a 22-year-old kid. Get to know him. Went to Toledo, a rookie. By the way, only on the field playing last night. Only starting because Spencer Ware got hurt.
Yeah.
And he's about to be a fantasy sensation. A lot of people grabbed him in their drafts in the last couple weeks. It's going to make you look real smart.
I got some Kareem Hunt stock myself. A few takeaways from this one. Number one, Brady wasn't very good in this game. 16 out of 36, 267 yards, was missing guys high. Looked uncomfortable
the first
in the pocket
throw of
a little
the game.
Bit.
And look, it's been the entire offseason. It's your first throw of a new season. Speed of the game, you got to catch up, whatever. He had a wide open tight end down the field. I think it was Dwayne Allen or whoever his backup
Could
tight end
been,
that
yeah.
is in Gronkowski is. And he chucks the ball way over his head along the sideline, wide open for what would have been a 40-yard gain from scrimmage on the first play of the game. And that was the start of a 16-for-36 passing night.
So, again, bizarre, weird to see. The Patriots will be fine. This is what reminded me of a couple years ago. They started off slow. If you're going to get the Patriots, I always say this, September's the time to do it. Anybody writing their epitaph is foolish. Don't do that. Here's what I will say, though. That defense is bad. That defense has some work to do. Now, I know they're beat up. I know they're injured and blah, blah, blah. And there was a lot of excuse making last night. But I'll tell you this. They were getting moved around. Kansas City could do almost whatever the heck they wanted in terms of running the football. They couldn't create much pressure. That's the vulnerable spot. I think this offense from New England will start to hum within a few weeks. And they'll be winning 38-30 type games. But defensively, they are vulnerable in this reporter's humble opinion.
They gave up 537 yards last night. 537, the most a Belichick head-coached defense has ever given up. They kept showing Matt Patricia on the sideline doing his Jim Zorn bumbling lips, no answers face. They got torched. You're right. That defense on paper doesn't look great, and last night the performance was even worse. Remember when everyone was talking about the Patriots going 16-0 all offseason?
Yeah.
That's why the whole win-loss nonsense, the let's predict the records, it's so stupid.
It is dumb.
And we've always said that, but 16-0, how about you get to 1-0 first? And the Chiefs are pretty good. The Chiefs may have lost Eric Berry for an extended period of time. He left with an Achilles, got carted off. He's arguably the best cover tight end in the league. He was shutting Rob Gronkowski down much of the night.
He was spectacular in that game, just making it really tough on Gronkowski.
I found out right away, by the way, that I guessed wrong on almost all of my fantasy proclamations on the Patriots, in the sense that after the Edelman injury, I bought all the stock in Chris Hogan. He caught a pass for 8 yards last night. I assumed Danny Amendola would either be hurt or not a factor. He was their leading receiver, 6 for 100. He was Edelman last night. So I guessed wrong there. At the running back position, I avoided everyone like the plague because I thought, well, no one's going to have that much value. Mike Gillislee rushed for 3 touchdowns.
He'll be there. He'll be this year's LeGarrette Blount with a little bit more dynamicism? So dynamicism?
I was wrong at running back for the Patriots. I was wrong at receiver for the Patriots. Just busy being incorrect.
Well, here's the thing. You'll be right in 2 weeks and then wrong in three. It's Bill Belichick hates your fantasy team. That should be a T-shirt. The Patriots will be fine. They will win that division. They'll win double-digit games. They'll be 11 and 12 wins. But this goes to one thing I will say. I don't want to overreact after week one, but people just are forgetting about Kansas City. Everyone wants to anoint Oakland. Everyone wants to talk about San Diego. Los Angeles' resurgence.
Boom.
As a, here they come. Denver's coming back. I'm telling you, Kansas City, boring as all hell, they're going to win that division. Kansas City is going to be the unsexy team that does it again with Alex Smith checking it down, and it'll be a dynamic running game, some gimmickry. I mean, they had some really inventive formations and some plays. Travis Kelce's taking snaps, running read options.
Andy
stuff.
Reid's a great offensive coach.
He's a really smart offensive mind.
I'll tell you right now, though, if they lost Eric Berry for much of the season, that is
a damaging,
devastating loss
for
their defense.
It's a problem.
Because their secondary was not particularly good last night. Brandon Cooks, a couple times over, was just working cornerbacks. If you don't have Eric Berry to make those guys look better, it's Peters and some cast of characters. And Peters is great, but you could do what New England did. Just avoid him completely and throw to the other side of the field and set up some matchups. They need Eric Berry. We'll get to our division-by-division NFL preview a little bit later on at 10:45, the NFC West, as we continue to break down all the divisions for you before the end of the show. Next, let's get into who the Redskins' offensive MVP is going to be. If you want to chime in, you can at 800-636-1067. Season-long prediction here. End of this year, we look back. Who will the Redskins' offensive MVP have been? We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.